Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood stress whisperer, back again with another dose of instant calm. Today, we're tackling something super important, that pesky inner critic. You know, the one who throws shade at every little thing you do. We all have one, trust me. But guess what? It doesn't get a free pass to hijack your happiness and potential. We can absolutely tame that beast and build ourselves up into confident, amazing individuals. So, ever feel like your thoughts are running a marathon of negativity? You know, that feeling when you trip over nothing and instantly hear that voice saying, "Seriously, Laura, can you do anything right?" Well, that outfit isn't flattering at all. That's negative self-talk rearing its ugly head. But here's the truth. Your thoughts are not facts. They're just thoughts. We have to recognize them for what they are, challenge them, and ultimately choose to believe in ourselves instead. Think of it like this: you wouldn't let a grumpy stranger on the street dictate how you feel about yourself, right? So why let that inner voice have so much power? Now, I'm not saying becoming a positive thinking guru overnight is realistic. Sometimes, life throws curveballs and those negative thoughts are going to pop up. But what we can do is learn to manage them, respond to them constructively, and replace them with empowering beliefs. So let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you conquer those negativity monsters and build a rock-solid foundation of confidence. 1. Awareness is key. The first step to overcoming negative self-talk is becoming aware of it. Pay attention to your thoughts throughout the day. When you catch yourself thinking something harsh or critical, pause and acknowledge it. Don't judge yourself for having these thoughts, just observe them like clouds passing by. 2. Challenge those negative thoughts. Once you're aware of those pesky thoughts, it's time to challenge them. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence supports it? Is there another way to look at this situation? Often, we find that our negative thoughts are based on assumptions or distorted perceptions. 3. Reframe your thinking. Instead of focusing on the negative, try reframing your thoughts in a more positive and constructive light. For example, instead of thinking, "I messed up that presentation," you could say, "I learned from that experience and will do better next time." Remember, our brains are wired to focus on the negative, so we have to consciously work at shifting our perspective. 4. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Everyone makes mistakes, everyone has moments of self-doubt. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer a good friend. Remember, you are worthy of love and acceptance, just as you are. 5. Celebrate your successes. No matter how big or small, take time to acknowledge your accomplishments. Celebrating your wins, no matter how minor they seem, builds confidence and reinforces positive self-beliefs. Think about a time when you were super critical of yourself, maybe after a presentation, a job interview, or even just a simple mistake. How did that feeling make you feel? Did it paralyze you, making you want to avoid similar situations in the future? Or perhaps it pushed you to learn and grow from the experience. The key is to recognize those feelings of self-criticism as they arise and consciously choose how to respond. Instead of letting them dictate your actions, use them as an opportunity for growth and learning. So remember, you are capable of amazing things. Don't let negative self-talk hold you back. By becoming aware of those thoughts, challenging them, and practicing self-compassion, you can build a foundation of confidence that will empower you to achieve your goals and live your best life. You've got this. Share your thoughts with me on social media. I love hearing from you. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes where we'll continue to explore practical tips for managing stress and living a happier, more fulfilling life. Until next time, stay calm and keep shining.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.